A recent report assessing the relationship between Whangarei Hapu with local council authorities in regards to environmental protection highlighted that authentic participation is still yet to be achieved. Tāne Whakapiripiri was a project coordinated by Hapu delegates who were tasked to carry out a number of activities to gather information, including a desktop stocktake, online surveys, targeted workshops and a series of wānanga.
Nā i roto rā iwa tātou kōrero tahi, i roto rā iwa tātou wānanga ia marama ki ngā hapu katoka, ka kite rātou te māramataka. Pēhā tāia rātou ki te mahitahi, mena rātou e mahitahi ana, ko taria wa rātou mahi ki, ki ngā kaunihera, mena, koe tēnei rakaukau mena, ko tahi hapu anake, ko ngā hapu katoa whāngarei ki roto tēnei, ki te haka neke neke ngā kaupapa, e hehe ana rātou ki te mahi.
Logistics coordinator Miley George said the purpose of the project was to look at ways to build hapu capacity engagement with local government in matters relating to natural resource protection, management and economic opportunities.
There's heaps of gaps and there's lots of room for them to actually engage intentionally with our whānau. It's really hard for our hapu at home on the ground to manage things there, and then when we come together in terms of the hapu whānau. It's really good to be a part of Tāne Whakapiripiri because, like Jules said, it's about collaborating and bringing all of the information into one space to allow our whānau to kind of like have a one-stop shop.
A key point raised were issues with resource consents, where many hapu felt their engagement in the consent process was seen as a tick box exercise, where cultural perspectives were undervalued and meaningful engagement was rare.
Ko ngā mahi, he utangia nei ke mui a mātou, he karokaro mō mātou i roto tēnei mai. Hauna ke āta noho tahi tātou ki te puta, mea tūturu e pāna ki a tātou ngā kau nui ana. I roto rā ngā mahi o te, te kamihira. Ka tū ina, ka whakaaro ka ina.
Some of our hapu get like 40 resource management consent applications, like 40 a month. Some of our whānau are facing that.
Recommended approaches for councils to engage with hapu were found to be piloting a whangarei hapu technician pool, developing a regular RMA engagement workshop schedule and creating an online portal and toolkit for whangarei hapu.
One of the key points was that although each hapu is strong and stands strong within their own rangatiratanga, there are many common issues and concerns that we all share, and therefore having a platform for us all to collectivise and to work together on those collective issues seems to make sense.
We hope that this report will be able to close those gaps and try and bring everyone a bit more closer together.